Thursday, friends. Today, we are at the Georgia World Congress Center, where I have been attending the FinTech South Conference, financial technology, for those who may not be familiar with the term. And we've been talking a lot, some about different things, and some of that was blockchain technology, which made me think about cryptocurrency. And as a professor, as an economics professor, I get a lot of students asking me questions about cryptocurrency. And I confess, I don't know the answer for them. And that bothers me, not because I have a huge ego, but because I'm their teacher. I'm supposed to give them the answers, and it bothers me when I can't. So I set out to research it. And what I found out, I didn't find out anything that helped me answer it. So one night, I woke up in the middle of the night, eureka. It's not a finance issue. It's a technology issue. That's not my wheelhouse. So I felt so great. I walked to school, walked to class with a spring in my step after that, because I thought, finally, I have an answer. I don't have to have the answer. Then I was watching an interview with Steve Ballmer, former CEO of Microsoft, where he said, oh, I don't understand it either, because it's not a technology thing. It's a finance thing. And I said, way to go, Steve. Now you have just gotten rid of my get out of jail free card. Thank you so much for that. So what I did come up with is, if someone like Steve Ballmer can't understand it, I don't think it's that easy to understand. Something that bothers me about it is that you can just push a button, someone can push a button and all of this can go away. I don't like that. I'd like something a little more stable with my money. And also, you have to think about what Warren Buffett says. Warren Buffett's big advice is that if you don't understand it, don't invest your money in it. And that advice has served me well over the years. I think it would serve you well, too. And finally, I'll leave you with something else. Elon Musk, in a Saturday Night Live skit, admitted it's a hustle. Tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Let's go use our common sense.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had.